Check, check. Okay, this is Jerry Milnes. I'm in Beckley, West Virginia, and this is November 17th, 1994. And I'm at the home of Claudio Yon. Okay, Mr. Yon, I'd like to find out about your life. How long have you been in this country?
Since 1948.
And where did you come from?
Come from north part of Italy.
What was the name?
Jerry Cavallo. He's between Torino and Milano, right up in the border between French and Swiss.
Ah, northern.
Northern.
And were you the first of your family to come?
No, my dad, my grandfather, was there.
Your grandfather came to America?
Yes, after my dad. My dad was right here before the Second World War. After he went on to the World War and come on back.
I see. So, so both your grandfather and your father came to America and then went back home to Italy?
No, my daddy died right here.
Your daddy died here?
Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. But your grandfather went back?
Yeah.
And what did your people do in Italy?
In Italy, big part masonry work.
Masonry work?
Masonry work.
And over there, what kind of stone, did they do stone work or brick work?
Stone work, brick work, a big part of stone work we're coming from. Solid stone, sandstone, cemetery, that were used to, still long mountains, a big quarry, that cemetery were making all those monuments.
Make the what?
The monument.
Monuments.
Send them everywhere.
And they'd be hand cut, those monuments?
Oh, yeah, everything.
And what was the stone they were made of?
Cenite, what do you call it?
Cenite.
Cenite.
That's different from granite?
Well, it's a little different than a granite. Granite is more fine, coarse. granite is more the grain, you know, and the vein is different.
So Cenite, is that what you...
Cenite.
And does that, is there any of that in America?
No, I don't think so.
Only in Europe?
No, I don't think so. I never did know.
Now, that part of Italy, is that mountainous country?
Mountainous, yes.
Yeah.
And that right there, that is our time. What is this design? But just it's all.
I'll put this a little bit closer. So your father was a mason.
My grandfather.
And your grandfather. You know if they went back
before? My grandfather, it was a stone cutter. Really.
Stone cutter.
Stone cutter.
And is that where you learned? In Italy?
No, well, yeah, start over in Italy after I finished right here with my dad, worked on running back a little bit everywhere. Of course, never was enough, you know, stonework, you know, to keep the life going. Have to change and do something else. General medicine work, you work maybe 5 or 6 weeks, you know, a small job. And after maybe 5 or 6 weeks before you find something else. That's what I let him go and do something else. That's what nobody doing now. Now you know, can't find a student medicine, nobody. I refer to the Catholic Church. the town where they built the second part, and there was nobody to build there, to build it in the lake.
Ah, you mean here in Beckley?
In Beckley, yes.
I see.
Yeah, I'm the only one living. Stonemason, where he worked here in that church.
I see. So you helped build the original church?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With other Masons?
Yeah.
And who were they?
Oh, a lot of them. Big part of the Italian yeah. And the Spanish.
Uh-huh.
They worked like that. All bad now.
Uh-huh. Now you came to America in 1948. And how old were you then?
21.
21?
No, I was 22.
22. Mm. Had your father settled here in Beckley?
Yeah.
And what caused him to come to Beckley? Do you know?
Well, come to Beckley for you. He was a lot of work at that time, and you know, a lot of the coal field he was open up.
Uh-huh.
A big part of that time, you know, in the coal field, he used to do a lot of stonework.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what he come here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, already my grandfather was in West Virginia.
He worked here too?
West Virginia a lot. Yeah, my grandfather, the big part, he was working for the railroad. The time he was building, you know, all those bridges and what you call them.
Oh, uh-huh. Uh-huh. What was your grandfather's name?
Well, Giovanni.
Giovanni?
Giovanni.
Giovanni Young.
Yeah.
And how about your father?
Eli. Eli.
Eli.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So when you came here, did you come to Beckley first? Is this where you
Beckley
came?
Beckley first.
That was the first. Did you start find work right away?
Well, no. Not right away. Right away I started with them. I went work in a mine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I started the time I was working the mine was working just 2-3 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I started working outside, you know, stone work, drain block, and with my daddy, that's what I
uh-huh.
finished the trade. You know.
Uh-huh.
After I worked, like a few years, I went medicine work. After it never was enough to keep the family.
So, were you married at that time? Or?
Yeah, I married over the sea.
You married in Italy?
Yeah, bring the wife and a daughter over in 1951.
What's your wife's name?
Alma Young.
Alma.
Alma. Yeah.
And your daughters are Maria?
Maria. That is the first.
Uh-huh. And?
After I got another daughter, Wilma, you know, I didn't have it. I got a boy, Claudio, you know, he's a silver engineer.
Uh-huh.
I got another boy, Daniel, he's a lawyer, he's an amateur.
So I guess in the 1950s, the coal market kind of dropped.
Right.
So did you start doing more stonework around?
Stonework.
Yeah. And what places have you, did you work here? You said you worked in Elkins or near Elkins?
No, about in that way at the time. I went on road work and construction work.
Road work, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But you were still doing masonry?
No, I was doing I went to the carpenter work, to a bridge work, after I hurt my back in Fairmont. I started earth move
uh-huh.
with heavy equipment.
Uh-huh.
Not much else, okay.
Uh-huh. Well, did you, later on in your life then, did you do more stone work?
Yeah, once in a while, you know. Somebody, big part, and nothing, you know, more rebuilding back with some wall fall down or something. Uh-huh. Never did build no houses anymore.
Uh-huh. But you had built some?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but if that my dad, soon that time he come here. That's what he worked with the courthouse right here in Beckley.
Your dad built, worked
yeah,
the courthouse?
He worked on like uh-huh. that. Yeah. Uh-huh. All Italian, but if that the architect, the courthouse, the big church right across the courthouse, he was designed from people who come from the same family in Italy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, is there a lot of Italian people in the neighborhood here?
Yeah, not too many more.
Yeah. No. Was there... go ahead.
Some of the old people, some few of the old people went back, some died.
Some of them went back?
Some, yeah.
To Italy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Some never did bring the family over.
Uh-huh.
And my aunts and myself from the town, is one that left. The one who left from uh-huh. over here.
Uh-huh.
After nobody come over.
But was there a group that came from the same part of Italy to here?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
yeah.
of them?
One is used to call the other, and here's a place where there's everybody emigrated. We uh-huh. were in French, but it had all over part of the world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that time is up in a mountain. The land, you know, can grow much. Timber, something like that, where everybody had to go work uh-huh. something else.
Now, is the people from way up in northern Italy, do they have a lot of different ways than the southern Italians?
Yes.
The food different?
Different. Well, is the food different? The way to live is different too.
What are the differences?
I don't know. I can't explain to you what different it is. Big part you get the soda Italy we was coming over here. Generally grown business
uh-huh.
in the store, like maybe starting with selling fruit outside and what you call it before, you know, I put up a store.
Uh-huh.
And our part, big part, you go to the construction people itself.
Uh-huh. 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 But language is the same?
Language is all the same.
And the same dialect, you can understand?
No, the dialect, no, there's a lot of different dialects.
Oh, yeah.
I left it.
Mm-hmm. I saw a woman from some place in northern Italy who did real fancy lace work.
Oh yeah.
Is that from where you, near where you
oh,
are?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my father used to start with a thread, with a cotton or with a wool, make the thread.
Uh
huh. I've got a picture right there where you see the lady Marie making the thread.
Uh-huh. Huh. Was any of that in your family?
Yeah.
Did you have any of that in your family?
Well, my wife is still not now. She used to do all the fancy sewing.
Sewing.
Yeah.
But not the lace?
Not the sewing the lace.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. up in Clarksburg, in the Italian neighborhood in Clarksburg,
yeah.
they have a bocce. Bocce?
Oh, yeah, a bocce. That's a bocce, yeah.
Is,
a lot of time, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever do that around Beckley?
No, in Beckley you don't got a place to play bocce.
Yeah.
I played bocce up in Fairmont, Clarksburg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you lived up there in Fairmont and Clarksburg?
I worked. Work up in that, stay uh-huh. come home every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you have any music in your family?
Well, Maria played the piano a little bit.
Uh-huh.
See, myself, I never did. My daddy used to play accordion.
He did?
But if I just forgot the accordion.
Oh, yeah? Is it a button?
No, I'm not.
They're piano keys.
And piano key one side, I got one button too.
Oh.
That piano, I didn't get to work myself at the Mokko. My daddy have a boat on the boat side. I don't have a stone working, field stone. I put that up 2 years ago.
Pretty. Now,
see, I had to retire for the breeding. See?
Oh, yeah.
And then a black lung.
Oh, yeah.
She recovered it. Too much in the dirt. Yeah, but you know, you get me the time to talk up. Make my voice stable.
Did, I've been working with the people up in Helvetia, West Virginia, the Swiss people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see something?
Amish. Amish.
No. These are Swiss people.
Swiss
came from Bern.
Oh yeah.
And anyway, a lot of them are winemakers.
Oh yeah, I used to make.
You make wine? Oh, I thought.
Oh, well, they tell you we used to make the wine.
Yeah.
Now, become the grapes, it was costing much.
Yeah.
I quit in 67, I think.
Uh-huh.
And the grapes were still out there.
Uh-huh.
The grapes come from California.
Yeah.
What place you met my daughter, Maria?
What's that?
What place you met my daughter, Maria?
Well, I know her friend, a woman named Karen Vranch. Lives here in Beckley?
Oh, yeah, you live in my own. Yeah. I know Carol.
Oh, she's the one who told me about you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I wanted to meet you. Do you ever think about going back to Italy?
This year.
You went back this year?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was the 2 months.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you been back several times?
Oh, yeah, we've been back. We went in 81. Went in 86, went in 88. We went every 2 years after that. Yeah, this summer we went over in 10. 2 years ago we went all the family. We was 13.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I still got a home over in there.
You have a home in Italy?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that your old?
Yeah, the old.
Home place?
Yeah. But my grandfather.
Yeah. You like it there?
Yeah.
Do you like it there?
Yeah.
What's the weather like?
It's just about like here like in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. It's a little higher than Bethlehem.
Uh-huh.
It's, right here, it's 3,000 feet over in there. It's 1,300 meters. Make 3,800 feet.
What's the economy like there now?
Oh, the economy is really good.
It's good in Italy now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. What do they do?
Well, down from our valley, there's a lot of factories, beam factories all the time.
What kind of factories?
You better than any kind, but most clothing, maybe clothes, you know, wool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife used to work in a factory.
agricultural reason? You say the valley, your valley, is it?
Valley go up, ourself from the city, the big city is 18 kilometers. That is the last time.
Mm-hmm. So, but there's farming up through there, agriculture?
Well, agriculture up in that valley most is cattle and sheep. That's all. So now you get down, you know, down above. That's where it raises all the rice, big part of the rice, and water, not dry rice, water.
Water rice.
Water rice, good rice.
Huh.
Yeah. farm over in there. It's the water, said that with the water, that's what it is, a lot of stuff.
Now you started to talk about the food a little bit. Is it a little bit different than southern Italy?
Well,
do you eat pasta? Do they eat pasta?
Well, yeah, you get the southern eat more pasta.
Yeah.
See, ourselves we eat more rice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for it raised right there, you know.
I see.
Cheaper, you know, that part.
Risotto?
So they eat more pasta. Uh-huh. Well, they eat here in Italy just about all the same. Good food.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. All we go all the time with the Italian cooking. Matter of fact, all the kids.
Do you have any, in your family, do you have any special holidays or anything that are Italian?
Well, now we let go, you know, right here we go with the traditions of the United States, that's all. Uh-huh.
But there are different holidays and things.
Well, yeah. Well, it's not too much different me to the holiday, you know.
The what?
It's just about all the same.
Christian.
Christian. It's a few holiday, you know, over in there. But some the king used to be when we holy, but anymore me that over in there, you don't celebrate anymore. Says that what is over in there, get it, everybody get the variation in August. That's what general we go over in August for everybody, you know, is up in vacation, see. That way we can meet all the relatives and go someplace to visit people. With all the vacations started on 1st of August, going through, see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, everything is closed.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, the grocery store, the pharmacist, get a turn about.
Uh-huh.
Put them in a paper, you know. I'm open this week, you close my...
Oh,
everybody
see.
Going.
Huh.
You go in the city, is dead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of music did your father play on the accordion? Did he play Italian music?
Italian music.
Was it like folk music? Or,
yeah. Dance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of dance?
Waltz, polka.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And nobody in the family took up the accordion?
Nobody took it off. I've got grandson. He'll come on all once in a while to play with the accordion, you know, and he'll play. I got a granddaughter. She studied piano pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did your parents sing any old songs, Italian songs?
Well, yes. She used to sing, yeah. Now that the wife is still singing now once in a while.
Yeah, old songs?
Yeah.
Italian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get some tape for with Italian songs.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah.
Of all the stonework you've done around the country, what are you most proud of? What?
Well, right, really, what you call them, the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church?
Yeah.
Is that downtown?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's just right here, going right down. That's the Battle of Ostia.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, then over in Blue Ridge Cemetery, and then there's a big part of the stonework where they set all those statues.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know that. Matter of fact, I done some up in Weston.
Weston?
Yeah, in Weston Cemetery, I'm going to set those statues. Down in Virginia.
You did stone walls or
something? The base.
The base.
The base. Uh-huh. It's an industrial.
Oh, I see.
I used to have a contract with that company of Danny Bray Heating Batteries. After he asked me, I won't go outside of it. And he said, yes. And you know, Mara, I was working for the sales. Mm-hmm. I used to go and do it, you know. Mm-hmm. I have so much peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'm in Virginia. I'm leaving Lemon Cemetery.
Lemon Cemetery?
Yeah. Most of the time right here in Beckley.
Where's the cemetery here in Beckley?
Little bit between Beckley where you go to Oak Hill.
Towards Oak Hill?
Yeah.
On 16, is it?
Yeah. On 16.
16?
Yeah. Yeah, but if that's the first one, the time he opened the cemetery was all wood right there, you know. They cut the field stone and would make the base with a field stone.
Ah.
That's what it's Christ, you know. After, with a field stone, would make the lady with the well. After we part the other stone, yes. Come from over in Ohio.
Do you cut stone too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the face.
With chisels now, and things.
Yeah. Now with it's the other bricklayer laying stone on my, you know, face no more. It's just saw stone, few that same stone, you know, my lay out of come, you know.
Did you ever cut like a whole monument or anything?
No, never did.
But that was your grandfather did that kind
of thing. Oh yeah. My dad done that.
Yeah. Did they do any kind of fancy work?
No, I don't know, not a recall.
Uh-huh. Now most of this, like this stone here, this would be sandstone?
No, yeah, that's sandstone. Yeah. That's field stone, where you pick up in the wood.
Yeah. Is there other stone around here that's good to work with besides sandstone?
Oh, yeah. Well, big part is all sandstone here.
Yeah. I guess there's some lime.
It's like the stone from the courthouse. It was the best stone, was in the Catholic Church, you know what you call it. We come from down the bed off mantle.
Where's that?
Bed off mantle. Is where you go down to Prince.
Uh-huh.
That mountain right there.
Uh-huh.
Used to go in there and walk in a cave and shoot him out with black powder, you know, uh-huh. After curtains.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'll look at some of your pictures. Do you get away from the, do you and your wife still talk Italian and
all the time?
All the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all my kids, and, you know.
They all speak?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Of course, I got one. This boy, you know, that is the only one really, you know, talk much. See? All the others, like Maria, they ride them and read them and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad to get old, but you can do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Always once in a while, still, somebody call me, you know. Sorry, I don't can do it anymore, that's all.
You say your wife does a little bit of Italian?
Yeah. Yeah, she does something like that blue one right there.
Oh, yeah.